This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Enjoying a beautiful afternoon at the park yesterday with my kids and, you know, live in a safe city, but still live in a city. So always try to be vigilant and check out what's going on, check out who's at the park, who's coming and going. And I saw a teenage guy kind of wandering around, aimlessly wandering around, and thought several things. First, I thought, what the F is this a-hole up to? I'm sure that I don't think necessarily that I was worried about it, but you're just always curious. And then the next thing that I thought, I swear to God I thought this, was that kid, that guy, needs some responsibility in his life because he just seemed to be aimlessly kind of killing time and walking around from one part of the park to the next, and he'd sit for a while and then he'd move on. I really thought that kid needs responsibility. He needs to go volunteer somewhere. He needs to do some community service. He needs to find a job, just something to add some responsibility to his life. Now, I don't know this person. That could have been doing something super important. It just wasn't the vibe that I got. And I know that I certainly at points in my life have felt aimless and felt like what's the point of it? And just sort of wandering around, going from one thing to the next without feeling like I was doing anything substantive or meaningful or this, that, and the other thing. And that's probably just part of being a teenager in general and maybe being a human being in general. But I also really couldn't get it out of my mind that this kid needs some responsibility. He needs to pick up something heavy. He needs to start carrying things from one spot to the next. He needs to take responsibility because that's where meaning is found in life, is in responsibility. And the good news about that, as I've certainly talked about ad nauseum, is that the abdication of responsibility has taken place at every level of society, everywhere. So that people have decided to no longer pick up heavy things, to no longer carry them, just means that there's opportunities for people who are willing, able, understand that doing that, picking up something, carrying it, taking on responsibility is such an unlock to feeling like you are a worthwhile person and you're doing something, that you have meaning, that you have some kind of purpose. Just do something. Here's a thought that's been rolling around in my head for a little bit. Just the notion that it's wise to not let your doing become your undoing. We don't want our doing to be our undoing. So the things that you're doing, is it wrecking everything? Are you consciously, or at least seemingly intentionally, maybe unconsciously, just ruining everything, short-circuiting, short-cutting, blowing up your own life? And that obviously takes the form of, you know, substance abuse or just wasting time on social media, whatever. There's so many different things that we engage in that can prove and bear out to be a really, really, really bad thing. But we also don't want our not doing to be our undoing. So don't want our not doing to be our undoing. So that is like the whole frog in the boiling water. If you have a boiling water, pot of boiling water on the stove, you try to throw a frog into it, it's going to jump right out. But if you throw the frog in the pot, throw it on the stove, turn the heat up, it's just going to die because it's not going to realize it. It's not going to recognize it. So we don't want our not doing to become our undoing, because that's really pretty sinister. That's I'm gaining 1 or 2 pounds a month, which obviously equates to 12 or 24 pounds in a year. And you just lay that out 10 years, that's 120 or 240 pounds. And that's just how it goes. There is a direct cost of inaction, direct cost of not doing. And it's unseen, it's unconsidered, there is an opportunity cost to it. It's foundationally, fundamentally procrastination. It's being apathetic about your situation, and that can morph into becoming a silent and very, very obvious killer. And this happens to our physical bodies. It happens to our emotional well-being, our emotional health. It happens to our spiritual, our psychological selves. That not doing has a very, very high cost and will lead to your undoing eventually. Think about if you are a sedentary person who is not committed to exercising your body. And these days we have such a disconnection from our brains or our minds to our bodies. And I've been guilty of this. I've treated my body as just something that I have to drag along with me versus something to be celebrated and cared for. I guess that's kind of what's important here, is we need to be paying attention. We need to care for our bodies. If we don't, obviously we physically atrophy. Maybe that's not obvious. If you don't care for your body, you will physically atrophy. Our muscles and our bones will atrophy. When we avoid physical challenge, muscles weaken and bones lose density. When we're sedentary, and then, well, it's not obvious. Just being sedentary accelerates sarcopenia, which is a horrible combination. And it is something that takes place commonly with older people when we start to lose muscle and bone density, which leads to osteoporosis, leaving us very, very fragile and prone to injury. Why it's such a dangerous thing for an elderly person to fall down is because they do not lack the physical wherewithal to be able to absorb gravity and earth smashing into each other. So the reality is that our bodies are designed for stress. We are load bearing. I mean, what we're doing is we're constantly fighting against gravity, right? So eventually gravity will literally pull our bodies, our entire beings into the earth. That's what it's trying to do. It's trying to pull me into the earth. Now, that takes the form of, if I intend to be buried, put into a pine box and dropped into a hole in the ground. But figuratively speaking, it is just pulling us down. We've all seen older people that get smaller, except for their ears. What's with people's ears getting bigger? Maybe the ears stay the same size, but everything else gets smaller. How interesting. But if we're not paying attention, gravity will take you a lot sooner. And sidebar, if you are taking advantage of these miracle panacea drugs that are GLP 1s or 2s or 3s or 19s, I get those numbers mixed up. Was it COVID-19, GLP-19, COVID-1, GLPs, the Wegovys, the Ozempics of the world? If you're doing that, you need to be doing what I'm talking about even more, because what happens is your body starts to go into sarcopenia, even if you are a teenager, because of these drugs. So anyway, our cardiovascular health plays into this too. Without pushing our heart and our lungs, our cardiovascular system grows less efficient. I saw a meme. I'm not going to be able to remember exactly what it was, but if you think that you're mentally unhealthy or whatever, try running a mile, and then you'll see. Well, you're just as physically unhealthy as you are potentially mentally unhealthy. So when we have poor cardiovascular health, it's tough to get out of chairs. It's tough to get up and down from the toilet. It's tough to get up a flight of stairs. So we need to really pay attention to that. And obviously, from a resilience standpoint, a physical discomfort teaches us that we can actually endure. So when we are engaging in physical activity, we're never going to beat gravity. It's eventually going to crush us all into the earth. But we can fight against that, and we can maintain our lifespan and our health span. And when we do that, when we exercise, when we pick up heavy things, when we walk, when we run, when we are doing hard things, we're showing and proving to ourselves that we are resilient, we're capable of experiencing discomfort on purpose and still engaging in it. Our pain tolerance goes up, our ability to recover goes up, and not just in the thing that you're doing, but in every aspect of your life. It's a virtuous cycle versus a vicious cycle. It's not just our bodies. It's not just our bodies if we're not engaging in things that are uncomfortable, if we're not pushing ourselves, if we're not accepting responsibility, well, our brains are going to decline as well.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Without doing hard things, without pushing ourselves, our cognitive abilities decline, and they decline exponentially. Something like 10% a year after 55 or 60. So we need to be keeping our noodle sharp, and just like our unused muscles are going to shrink, unstimulated minds also dull. We all know it. We all know people in our lives, probably people that we love, that were witnessing cognitive decline. And sometimes it's because of a disease, sometimes just because we're not exercising our brains enough. So, and on top of that too, if you are avoiding thinking about uncomfortable ideas or entertaining uncomfortable ideas, well, then your tolerance for uncomfortable ideas is going to go way down. And then when you hear something that is just outside of the five dots of what you believe to be true or your understanding of the world, then you're obviously then going to be part of Plato's allegory of the cave, and you are going to be terrified of shadows on the wall in the form of just new ideas out there. So many benefits to making sure that we're keeping our minds sharp as our bodies. And if we are not doing that, we're going to become afraid to tackle big problems. If we train ourselves to be comfortable, well, we're not going to be able to do hard things anymore. We're going to condition ourselves to just enjoying the non-sharp edges of life. We're just going to go through the easy stuff and get pulled along by the currents of life. We follow such predictable patterns and habits, each of us does. And if we're not making sure that we are pushing, if we're not making sure that we're doing uncomfortable things and embracing discomfort, well, we are probably going to fall to pieces at the first sign of any trouble. And what good is that? When we lose our curiosity, when we don't push ourselves with uncomfortable ideas, I think what happens is we default to distraction. And we default to mindless scrolling. Think People Magazine versus, a great novel. It's all you do now. I just read the tabloids, I read People Magazine, and I guess I read the obituaries. But I don't really push myself much past that. It's just surface level, kind of vapid nonsense. That's not good. That doesn't make me an interesting person. Certainly doesn't make me a strong person. It makes me a very, very weak person. There's also emotional and spiritual atrophy with the erosion of our resilience. It just, when we're not doing hard things anymore, the littlest things are going to stress us out. They're really going to seem like major catastrophes versus if you're used to doing tough things, you don't sweat the small stuff. It rolls off your back. If you've nerfed everything, then the littlest thing is going to feel like it is a massive deal. And it's not. And if we also are letting our non-doing, if we're letting our not doing become our undoing, we're not going to respect ourselves. We're not going to like ourselves. We're going to loathe ourselves. And why wouldn't I? If I am a lazy piece of crap that never challenges myself, that never pushes myself, that stops striving, well, how could I look at myself in the mirror and feel good about what I see? If I'm 50 pounds overweight, how am I going to feel good about that? If I've not read a book in 10 years, how am I going to feel good about that? If I just cave to every indulgence I have, I'm eating French fries for lunch every day, I'm drinking every night, I'm using whatever, I'm not going to feel good about me. I'm going to feel like crap about myself. And I probably ought to. And then, of course, start off talking about meaning. And, you know, meaning is found in responsibility, taking on responsibility, doing hard things. That is what leads to a compelling life. That is what leads to a rewarding life. That is what leads to a rich life. Without meaning, I mean, fulfillment. I just have always gotten such a kick out of this when I discovered it about 15 years ago. That when you Google fulfillment, everything that comes up is all about Amazon and how they've managed to fulfill a trillion orders every second of every day and get the thing to you immediately. But that's not the fulfillment that we're really looking for as human beings, that we really strive for. We want to become self-actualized. We want to feel like we're doing meaningful and important work, yet everything that I've been talking about is taking us further away from that. And we all know it to be true. So that's the difference between literacy and wellness is I can understand that a life of meaning and overcoming and striving and pursuit is superior to a life of procrastination, of apathy, of leaving well enough alone, of going through the motions. I think we can assume that. I think we can assume that believing that your future will be better than your past is superior to thinking that any action you take will be a waste of time because there's nothing you can do to influence the circumstances of your life. And unfortunately, this is an example of how you do one thing is how you do everything. So if you're in the habit of atrophy, if you are in the habit of atrophy, it's going to touch every aspect of your life. It's going to touch your physical well-being. It's going to touch your emotional well-being. It's going to touch your psychological and your mental health. It's going to impact your relationships. It's going to impact your career and your business and your community involvement and everything. The habit of atrophy is a bad one. So, not doing difficult things, it doesn't just keep us from growth, it shrinks our capacity. So it's worse. It's worse than you think. Being stressed, accepting challenge, striving and pushing, that is what's going to keep us alive. So I want you to look around. I know I'm preaching to the choir. I'm sure that you're a person who believes and agrees with a lot of what I've been saying. I don't even agree with everything that I say. But I'm sure that you're a person who believes and agrees with a lot of what I'm talking about. Look around. There are places everywhere that responsibility has been abdicated. Everywhere around you, there's an opportunity to take up some responsibility, to pick up something heavy, and to carry it. So being observant, but we also need to be brave. Because maybe you are a couple of pounds overweight. Maybe you have been letting things slide. need to be brave. And I know that the only way to live how you want is to know how you want to live. I know that you have the ability to do most anything that you want, but you have to decide. You have to decide what kind of person you want to be. Are you going to be a person who is in the habit of atrophying, or are you going to be the person who is in the habit of picking up heavy things and carrying them? Maybe that's the question for today. That's the question for today. Who are you? Are you somebody who looks around and identifies where responsibility has been abdicated and picks up the heaviest thing you could find and carries it? Or are you somebody who just keeps it moving, who doesn't stop and just keeps on the path that you're doing? We need to decide who we want to be. We need to determine what matters to that person. We need to determine what must be done in service of what matters, and then we must do those things. We must execute. So if it's physical health, get a gym membership, invest in a trainer. If you're lonely, start going to church, start going to synagogue, start going to the mosque, buy a pickleball paddle, get out to the parks, start banging it around, get involved in a local alumni group. There are so many opportunities that require you to take that first step, to be brave. We never want our doing to be our undoing, and I certainly don't want my not doing to be my undoing. Look around, pick up something heavy. Maybe it's something you pick up all the time. Maybe it's something that has been forgotten about. Lift weights. If you don't, gravity is going to smash you into the earth. Lift, pick up something heavy, carry it, repeat. Do your part by doing your best.